stitch up. It was a stitch up. They filmed hours of material, and most of it is a good bloke doing a good job of work. And the one time I accidentally headbutt an interviewee makes it to the programme, you're going to look a prat. You headbutt a girl on telly and you're labelled a prat, and that's the game. And the BBC must have taken away about 8 hours footage a day, and they got it back, and most of it was like, you know, oh look, he's a good guy, he's getting on, he's their friend as well as their boss, he's a motivator, an entertainer, there's lots of good stuff, oh he's made one mistake like any human would, should we just cut that out? No, what? Put that bit in, cut the other stuff out. We want a scapegoat, we want a dumb down, we want to give them the biggest plonker of the year, you know. I'm not a plonker.
It's the stuff from Nelson's here. You remember I'm going early tonight, don't you? I'm going early.
I said it was alright.
Yes, you did, Gareth, yeah.
Yep, there it is.
Good, I'm so pleased. Gareth, are these the keys to your office?
Are you doing?
Oliver! He's locked me in again. Oliver!
Hello?
Unlock it now, it's not funny. Alright, what if there was a fire?
Sorry, who is this?
Who do you think it is? Father Christmas. Open the door.
Don't believe in you. Mel, if Gareth rings, that'll be Gareth. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up because you want...
Hello? Yeah.
What are you saying? Do you want... Listen, can I just say no?
Can I have those keys because he wants me to let him out?
I know, but I just locked him in and it's going to be a bit of fun.
Yeah, but he's asked me and I just...
Yeah, I know, but what's... There's no problem. Okay.
Just open it.
There's not really a problem.
Here we are. Caught me in my local fruit and veg emporium.
You come here wanting.
Big time. Need to stay healthy when you're on the road. Can't take chances. Although the only fruit I actually like is the banana, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, and we all know what you do with them when you get them home, eh?
Shove them up me. Okay. I'm not. He knows I'm not. He's just a... Although, you know, Paul, fruit is very versatile, isn't it?
You feeling cold, David?
Feeling cold. Mine shriveled. Look, he thinks we're mad. You alright?
Yeah. Do I know you?
Yeah, we're just doing a follow-up.
To what?
To the documentary that went out. I was just doing a...
Well, you were in a documentary?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what was it?
Come on.
Are you that fat one from the airport?
Obviously not. Wernham Hog.
Wernham Hog?
Yeah.
What was it about?
About me following me around at work, wasn't it?
Not at the airport.
No, forget the airport.
Well, no, I don't recognise you.
You do recognise me. You're on the right lines. You just can't...
Are you famous?
Penny's dropped.
Well, can I have your autograph?
Yeah.
Mm. You got a pen?
I got a pen. What's your name?
David.
Oh, from one David to another.
Is your name David?
Arthur. Yes.
He knows who I am.
Getting recognised. Yeah. I mean, usually they know specifically who I am. He recognised me. He'll kick himself later.
Ever a problem?
I mean, you always get the odd person who doesn't appreciate what you're doing, shouts silly things, but...
What sort of things?
You beardy twat, pug-nosed gimp, lard boy. And I go, yeah, what have you ever done on telly? Nothing, so don't... Absolutely flabulous.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hello. Right. I've got a meeting with Ray Howells, who's the building manager here at the Park Conference Centre.
Are you a door-to-door salesman?
No. I don't go cold calling. I try and sell people clothes pegs and dusters. I do sell dusters, but that's about 5% of what, you know, we do. That's bins. Floors, worktops, glass. Best till last, okay? Take one of these little fellas. I'm just going to dip it in there, like that. Oh, it's nearly dry, okay? All I'm going to do, just circular motion like that on the wall. And because of the texture and the quality of the chamois, that's coming off with tap water, okay? No solvents. Usually you run the risk of discolouring the paint. With this, I'm removing the stain job, not the paint job, okay? That's done. That's dry again. You can use that again.
Fine, seems fine.
Alright.
Can I take a dozen or so to start with?
Sold to that man. Okay, yeah, sure. Start off like that and then let's see. Can I ask you something? Who does your tampons?
Back again? A new dawn. She looks a bit... a younger model there.
I'm not a model.
Not as bright as Dawn, I think.
Hiya.
Hey. Hey, David.
Hiya.
Hello, mate.
Tim.
Timbo.
Timbo. What's the crack? What's going down?
Just same old stuff, you know.
Cromwell's still on your case?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's still going on.
Yeah. Remember what I said about Trevor? Uh-huh. You can tell when he's lying. His lips move. See that one.
Keen, eh?
Well, I bought that from Halfords.
Oh,
here he is. This better have nicked me job.
Didn't nick it?
Nah, didn't want it anymore.
He begged for it.
I didn't. Shut up. What are you talking about?
He's here more often now that he doesn't work here than he was when he did work here.
Exaggerating.
Always nice to see you.
Well, it's nice for them to see me. That's why I pop in. So
a bit disruptive.
Not disruptive. It's good for them, so it's good for the company, so it should be good for you.
Always nice to see you.
It's always nice for them to see me.
He's here an awful lot now, though.
I am here an awful lot, but I never outstay my welcome.
So you should call ahead.
I'm not going to call ahead. You're not a doctor. When you're a doctor, I'll make an appointment.
I already like to be a doctor, but when I am.
I don't think you are, no. 6 years medical training, he's got 1-0 level.
Always welcome. Maybe you should call ahead.
I'm not going to call ahead, no point.
Well, then I'll lock the door.
Yeah, I'll still get in, let's see.
should phone ahead.
I'm not going to call ahead.
I can only really give you 10 minutes, David.
10 minutes? What do you mean?
Busy.
I'm busy. I did 60 hours last week. I know how many hours you do a week. You seem to forget that.
Should phone ahead.
I'm not going to call ahead.
I did learn a lot from David. I learned from his mistakes. Okay, we're very different people. He used humour where I used discipline. And I learnt that nobody respected him. And in a war situation, if you want your platoon to go over the top with you to certain death, it's no good saying to them, please come with me, lads, I'll tell you a joke. It's a direct order, come with me. And they'll go, yes, he's got good leadership skills. Let's all go with him to our certain death. And if you're laughing in the jungle, you're going to give away your position to the enemy.
Want me to send that?
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay. Want me to send it as it is? Got your signature on it?
Yeah.
You're happy with it?
Seems fine.
Yeah, fine. You're right. Because it is 2002.
Oh, it's the wrong date. I'll change it.
No, don't worry. I'll do it.
Are you sure you wouldn't be happier over there with the rest of the finance department, though?
No. Oh, God. I spent a week over there, whinging a lot.
Right.
And that big case, it's grotesque, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't like it over there. I couldn't breathe, you know. No, I mean, I had to get out. I couldn't stand it. It was so confined, you know what I mean? and I needed the space.
Is that more comfy? Is that more comfy now? Oh, you're so good.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, that's so clever.
So, are you actually living here now?
Oh, sort of complicated because... Well, I know this is a bit naughty, and this won't go out over here, will it? Okay, right, we're being a bit naughty because you are sort of meant to go home after 90 days, and so we're sort of bending the rules a bit and having a sort of extended holiday.
What are you doing for money?
Sort of odds and ends, really. Just sort of cash in hand stuff for friends of Lee's sister. And he's sort of doing gardening and things. And I'm an unofficial babysitter. This is Ryan. Is he any Ryan? This is Jackie's baby.
And Jackie is, I assume...
Oh, Jackie is Lee's sister and Gary is Jackie's husband. This is their place. And we've been living here for how long?
It's rent free. Rent's your biggest expenditure normally. We're not paying any rent.
Not paying rent.
The cost of living out here is so cheap. You can live on a pittance. In fact, our situation here is almost as good as it was in Slough, isn't it?
Definitely.
I had feelings for Dawn, obviously. And I realise now that, well, we were really good friends, and I misinterpreted that friendship for something, and that wasn't how she was feeling, and it got a bit out of proportion in my mind, I guess. And I really wish I hadn't done what I did, but I did. But you know, she's cool. Lee's fine. She said no to me, so, and they're fine, you know, so it's no harm done, and it's all cool, and from what I hear, they're loving it out there, apparently.
It's a little bit different now, though, because Gareth is not general manager as such, like I was when I was here. I was sort of omnipotent, and is doing a much more watered-down version of the
job. Just because of your redundancy thing, they couldn't call the job the same thing, and he sued them. So.
Did you win?
Oh, yes.
Had to pay you off, didn't they?
Yeah, out-of-court settlement, so quite a lot of money. Ka-ching.
Wasted most of it, though.
I didn't waste it.
Tell her what you spent it on.
I released my own single, so if that's a waste of money...
Well, it is a waste of money, because you didn't even get in the top 100.
Good, didn't want it to. Next.
How much did that cost, putting out a single?
Costs is a bit misleading because I was paying for everything. I paid for the studio time, PR costs, all myself.
Roughly, how much do you think you spent?
Roughly, £42,000. You know, that's all outgoing, so that's not taking into account the money I made from the singles sold. So, you know.
How much did you make?
Well, because I had my own record label, Juxtaposition Records. I was taking the lion's share, so I was making a clear £1 profit for every single sold.
How many records did you sell?
50, something like that, overall.
Sorry?
150.
That was mainly to friends and family,
no,
though,
wasn't.
And people we knew. And they were only buying them out of sympathy.
Definitely not. So he's
I bought 5 out of sympathy.
No, you bought them for your mates. So.
They're still in the garage.
Why?
You won't!
No!
You don't know. Any calls, Mary?
No.
Jennifer hasn't called?
Yep.
Do you see all these white middle-class fuddy-duddies going, oh, we've got to find the new equivalent. They're looking in Oxford and Cambridge. No. Dr. Dre, yeah? Iced tea. They're the equivalent of Wordsworth. The
David?
Modern... Oh, yeah. You all right?
Yep. You doing all right?
Yeah. I think I'm doing all right. Ask these, they know what I'm doing. I'm repping in the day, you know, bloody much like that. And at night, I've just explained to them, doing me celebrity appearances, 500 quid a time. So, yeah, I'm doing a... Is that enough job for you?
Great.
How are you doing, all right?
Good, thanks, yeah.
Good.
Hope you're not keeping them for no work.
No, I think a little morale boost helps on work, doesn't it? I think they're loving it. Look at their faces when I'm around, so...
Yes, I can see that. Just, don't overexcite them.
No, try not to.
I'll see you later.
See you later. Oh dear, how's it going? I think he bloody knows full well how well it's going. I'm lucky.
Do you resent me?
The man or the boss?
Neither.
Neither. Next.
Do you miss being in the office environment?
I am in the office environment. If you've got a mobile phone... You're in the office. I can be in my office, yeah, bombing along at 70 miles an hour plus, 70 miles an hour tops, yeah, and I can pull over safely. I can make a phone call. Hi, Paula, it's David. Can you fax me over those important facts and figures, please, ASAP?
You've got a fax machine in the car.
Nah, in the car, but get to somewhere that has, to call her again, go, hi, I'm here now, can you fax it now? I'm in the Ramada Inn, Reading. Look it up. That's... So...
Okay, thank you for coming. 3 o'clock on the 14th, fortnightly management meeting, chaired by myself, G. Keane. We'll head to division present. You got your agendas, Sheriff?
What? Can I just add something to the agenda, please?
No, you know full well you cannot submit something to be discussed during the meeting. Has to be submitted before 2 o'clock to the
agenda. So that it can be
typed
up
onto the agenda. This is the agenda, has been typed
up. Right, so I got this information after 2 o'clock, mate. There's no way I could possibly have got it in before.
Have to wait till next time.
How about I just tell you the information now?
It won't get on the agenda.
What if I just start telling you that Mike thinks that the quotes he's given us don't include VAT?
I did not officially hear that, all right? You know the rule.
Right, fine. Okay, so I cannot possibly get this on the agenda?
No.
There's no way I can get this on the agenda?
No.
So what's point number 7 on the agenda?
Any other business.
Can I bring it up then?
Yes.
I'll wait till then.
Right. Enough of this tomfoolery.
Were you embarrassed when Tim asked you out?
Which time?
Shut up. To be honest, I didn't know what to say, really, so...
Yeah. Well, you did, you said no.
No, I mean, I was kind of mortified for Tim more than me. And anyway, for God's sake, it's like a million miles away now. Okay, can we just not talk about it for Tim's... I don't want to hurt Tim's feelings.
Well, look, everyone saw it, right? So I'm banged to rights. I told Dawn how I felt, and she, you know... People are afraid, right, to show their emotions because they don't want their mates to take the piss out of them or whatever. But luckily I have no mates. So, actually when that bit went out on telly, I was watching it with my family and I was mortified, obviously. And my grandmother said, I'm not surprised she chose the other fella, I wouldn't kick him out of bed. So Lee, if you're watching and you ever get bored of being with someone with her own teeth, Nana's up for it.
Is he in? Hello? Hey! Never mind all that. Now you're
in. How are you doing, boy?
Oh!
Yeah,
not too bad, not too bad.
So, how's our life on the road then, eh?
Pretty good, pretty good. Well, you should know. You know. Three perks, aren't they?
Really? What sort of perks?
Use your imagination. Young, free and single. Motels.
What, girls?
Well, don't be blatant about it, I'm not.
Is that not what you meant?
Well, don't try and work out if I'm kissing any or not. It's an innuendo, I don't wanna, you know. So, you should know. You know, well, you don't know, you're stuck behind the desk, but...
Well, I wouldn't if I could now, anyway.
Why not?
I'm getting married.
Oh, yeah, yeah, congratulations.
Cheers,
yeah.
You too.
Her name's Rebecca. We've been going out about 6 years and just doing the honourable thing now.
When's the wedding?
Not till next year.
I'll be bloody married by then.
Me too.
Well, no, I'm saying a year is a long time.
So dating anyone at the moment?
Dating, granddad.
Of course he's not.
Of course I am. I'm out all the time. I'm not just tied to one woman, not under the thumb.
Picture of
yeah, it's good.
Still not into it, eh?
Don't know, sexist. Yeah. I prefer someone a little bit more intellectual, but...
Well, she's a doctor.
You've never seen a girl like that before, have you? Well, not without a staple through her stomach,
Degrade into a GP. So, well done. Congratulations. For
thank
the
you. So, are you going to be bringing one of your dates to the Christmas party? Are you bringing one of your chicks to the party?
Yeah.
So you need two tickets, then?
Yeah. Put me down for two, yeah. Buy two. Get one free. One for me, one for definite woman with me, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, see you then. With a lady. Yeah, I have girlfriends. On and off. They come and go. In, out, shake it all about.
When was the last time you had an actual girlfriend?
I don't look at it as when. I look at it as who and why. Yeah, because it's sort of like, you know, relationship's a heavy gig, so I've got to go, you know, if I'm going out with a girl, who? Why? Yeah, I see it that if I'm having fun with a girlfriend or a girl stroke friend, whatever you want to label them, it's got to be, oh, that was fun, good. Can we do it again tomorrow, David? Can't tomorrow. Doing something else. Well, what are you doing? Back off, yeah? Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies.
So you're not looking for a relationship?
I'm not shopping for a relationship. Browsing, looking on. If I see a bargain, I've got the money. So it's very much a... That's a metaphor. I'd never pay for it.
Yeah. Mumbo jumbos.
Oh, smell the stale beer.
I love it.
Here we are. Mumbo jumbos. Oh, surprise TV personality. They haven't put... It's me playing here, which is annoying, so my fan base won't know. I'm on. Oh, here he is. I'd like to complain about this poster, please.
Hey.
Peter, my agent. He runs the agency that's taken me on, doing all the PAs and stuff. So.
What sort of agency is it?
A bit of everything, really.
Tell me what sort of stuff you do. All the things.
Well, we have celebrities.
Right.
David. Bands,
tribute acts,
tribute
brilliant.
Bands,
just a real thing.
Yeah, and looky likeys.
Yeah, got some good. Tell me what looky likeys you've got. He's got all the stars.
I got Kirk Douglas,
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, it's his son.
Yeah, looks like him.
Yeah, he does. He does. He looks just like him.
And what did he do?
He just sort of turn up at a party.
Hiring.
Yeah, and he'll just wander around looking like like Michael Douglas. I'm thinking of getting a Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Good idea.
Really, because a lot of people don't realise who he is. They just think he's some old bloke at the party.
Have you got any lookalikes of me? So I don't have to turn up to these things.
No, you're nowhere near famous enough to have a lookalike.
No, I tell you, you're meant to big me up. Sort of. I have been given an opportunity that would literally be a sin to waste, so build on it. Yeah? They took a normal guy and they said, let's see what the nation thinks of him. And the nation seems to be saying, yeah, what else you got? So, duty calls, you know. I seem to be able to give pleasure. It's 2 minutes to 1 a.m! In the house, Sarah Watmore is in the house. One of the pop stars rejects. She's got a new single coming out soon. Going to perform that live in about 20 minutes. And let me tell you, lads, she is looking hot. Before that, we got a special treat. You might recognise this guy from the BBC Two documentary, The Office. Some of you might even have bought his single recently, though probably not because it got to about number 400. But let's give him a big mumbo jumbo's welcome. It's David Brent. Good to see you.
Got 113.
So. Nice to see you. What are you up to at the moment, David?
Just doing this at the moment.
No, not just now. No. Generally, you've got loads going on, haven't you?
Yeah. Doing more of these. Doing my walks for MenCap, which is important to me. And also, you know, got lots of stuff in the pipeline.
What sort of stuff in the pipeline?
Oh, even more of these. Opportunities, really.
Great. And what are you doing for us this evening? Huh? What you got plans?
No, he just said come out and say hello.
That's it, is it?
Yeah.
Let's give him a big hand. David Brent!
Someone who shall remain nameless has persuaded yours truly to. It's a bit of a laugh, really.
Dating service, online dating.
Yeah, I'm going along with it, but you know, trying the ones. Variety is the spice of life and all that. Living la vida loca. La dolce vita.
Voulez vous coucher avec moi? You know what that means?
Yeah.
Will you go to bed with me?
I hope no French women apply now.
Hope they do, I love French girls.
Yeah, so no, I'm joking. I'd do most nationalities.
Okay, your personal details.
Liberal.
Your physique. Would you say you are slim, average, well-built, heavily built? Should I put heavily built?
Well-built.
Yeah?
Yeah. Most of it's muscle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
Has Neil got a date for the wedding, or is he just...
It's September.
September. Could be good. Might rain. Could be a washout. Hope not.
How would you describe your looks? Very attractive, average.
You can't put very attractive on it. It looks like arrogance, doesn't it? So, put attractive. Just see me.
Okay, occupation.
And it's just me and my little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sort of Andrew. That's it. That's all I care about.
Mm.
Nothing get in the way. Mind you, I usually get my own way. Did I tell you this? We went to that Eurodisney
in Paris,
and there's a ride my son wanted to go on, the Space Mountain, and it's a 40-minute wait for the ride to go on the ride. So I said to my husband,
Andrew,
there is no way I am waiting for 40 minutes to go on.
Space Mountain.
Mm. There is no way I am queuing for 40 minutes to go on a ride. Mm. So I went up to the bloke who's supervising it, you know, this French bloke.
Full of them.
And I said to him, he spoke perfect English.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, listen. I said, I'm with a young lad and he is sick. Didn't have to say anything else. He read between the lines.
You thought he was terminally ill?
I didn't say that. But we went right in the front of the queue.
Brilliant, well done. Good thing about that, of course, is there probably were sick kids in the queue and you went straight past them.
Well, I don't know. There's no way I'm waiting for 40 minutes to go on a ride.
Why should you?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though.
Your interests. Pubs.
Guilty.
Yes. Sports.
Yeah.
What sports do you play?
Squash.
I played you at squash, you're rubbish.
Well, I'm not going to play, am I? Just put... Love it.
Cooking. You like cooking?
Don't put that, then.
Why?
Start off on the wrong foot. Under the thumb. Cooking all my life.
Watching TV?
Yeah, put documentaries.
You can't specify.
Type it in.
Mixing with friends?
Yeah, loads, put loads.
Travelling?
Yeah.
When was the last time you went
travelling? Oh, travel, boy, travel.
Where have you been travelling?
Hull.
That's hardly travelling.
Oh, isn't it? How did I get there then? Did it come to me? Oh, here comes Hull down the motorway in a car. So arrogant now.
I just speak my mind these
days.
You're lippy. I'm an executive now.
Yeah, will you jump on my grave so quickly?
Yeah. And you know, you get bored with each other if you're not careful.
Sure.
And so, Andrew's mum bought us a Kama Sutra and a sort of massage pack. And I think the one we conceived with was the one where, right, Andrew's laid out and I squat over him. I lower down and he enters me and I put my full weight on it. And do you know what I mean? We are like that. And he's right up inside me because of the weight, and I simply rock on him. which enables deeper penetration, which stimulates him and me. And I can do a lot when I'm there. I can get really, really low, you know. And I've got the strength in my legs, and I can feel the support, and he's hitting, you know, hitting it right there. And that's it, bingo, and we're away.
Do us a favour, shut up, will you?
I'm not supposed to do that.
Will you get a chance to get back to Slough this year to see your friends and workmates?
No, definitely not.
Why is that?
Well, for a start, it costs 3 months' wages to go over there and what we earn.
What if we were able to arrange for you to go back?
There's a million reasons we can't go.
So. What do you mean arranging?
Well, if we were able to take care of everything, would you want to go back?
Yeah, of course.
Let's talk about it first.
Is that a genuine offer?
All right, her details. Her marital status. Single, divorced...
Not divorced. No, husband might still be around. Might be a nutter. No, I'm not getting into all that.
Widowed?
I'd bloody love her to be widowed.
Okay. Minimum age required?
25.
Don't think you should go out with a 25-year-old.
Why not?
Age difference. Too much.
Not too much.
Well, 20 years is too much.
Not 20 years? Turn event. I'm not 45, Gareth.
No?
Are you blind?
That's all because of the jowls, you know.
Jowls, look at his... Look at Pokey Nose Boy, Pinocchio Man. Have that someone dry up with that, you...
I'll send that, shall I?
What age did you put?
It's already sent.
What age did you put?
45.
I can't believe it. 45.
She will think she's going to be happy when she comes in and sees you looking like this.
She's not going to call if she's 25.
I don't think you've ever had a chance with a 25-year-old. Okay, Christmas party ideas is what I'm looking for. Can we just blue sky it for a minute?
Blue sky, yeah, let's do that, Gareth. Yeah, let's fly it up the flagpole and see if the cat sucks you off.
Any ideas are welcome. So, your party, what do you want to see there? Brainstorm, let's go.
Buffet?
Mm-hmm. Sort of goes without saying.
Disco?
Okay, I like it.
Girls?
What do you mean?
Invite girls.
Girls will be coming.
Not the girls that work here. Other girls, pretty girls.
Do you want us to invite some prostitutes, Keith?
That shouldn't cost you anything.
Can you put that down?
Anything else?
Secret Santa?
Yes, yes, I like it.
Dancing competition.
Dance comp.
What about something for the old people?
Something for the old people, of course.
Well, what are you putting there? You can't put something.
What? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but we have to decide. We can't just put something for the old people, you know, like what? Werther's Originals? A phone call from your son? What?
Anything else?
Wet t-shirt competition.
Keith, we cannot have a wet t-shirt. He's writing that down as well. Is that something for the old people, Gareth?
No, definitely not. That's a good point, actually. No OAPs in wet t-shirts.
Sir, the wet t-shirt competition is going ahead.
Look, it's a democracy, right? That's the point. Everyone can get their ideas on the piece of paper.
We cannot have a wet t-shirt competition.
You can. Just need a bucket and a t-shirt.
Thank you. There is going to be a couple of blasts from the past at this Christmas party. Pete Gibbons and his wife Cheryl will be here.
Oh.
Gibbon.
Nice to see them. Jeff Lamp might be popping in.
Brilliant.
And also Dawn Tinsley and Lee will be...
Oh, are they?
Flying
visit.
Great.
They'll
be popping in.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shock, to be honest. I suppose I'd thought out of sight, out of mind, or whatever, and that I'd got her out of my system. But, yeah, when I heard she was coming back, I don't know, what can I say? My stomach just sort of... You know. At first, I thought it was embarrassment, and then it's the thought of seeing her, or whatever, you know. So there's obviously something still there. But I'm not going to ask her again, obviously, you know, that she'd have to ask me, you know, if she asked me, that's not going to happen.
Hello.
I mean, we're torn about whether or not to go home for Christmas, because, you know, it's going to be 75 degrees in Florida. And then we found out that in Slough it's going to be drizzly. So, you know, that's the wrong it for, isn't it? So, couldn't resist that.
From Big Brother, that is Bubbles! Yeah! Okay, here we go. Are you ready for Sexy Bachelor number 2? Yeah! Well, he's the star of that BBC Two documentary series, The Office. He's the boss from hell. He's looking for love and a job. He's all the way from Slough. Give it up, everybody, for David Brent! Right.
I'm not looking for a job.
Just like to take a seat, David.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We'll plug it in.
Right, here we go. Are you ready for Sexy Bachelor number 3? Yeah. You see him on the television. He's a star of the Halifax adverts. Give it up.
Yeah.
It's Howard Brown.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they love you, don't they?
Yeah,
they've
got a few in tonight. Well brought.
Right, I'm not just chasing fame per se. People like to see famous people, and it annoys me when people have a go at celebrities. You know, like poor Noel Edmonds. People going, oh, what's he doing going around hospital wards at Christmas giving out presents to children? You know, oh, he's doing it for himself. And he's not doing it for himself. He's doing it for them. Not doing it at all anymore. He can't go on telly for love nor money. But when he was doing it for them. You know, what's up with it? You go to people like to see famous people. You go to a little town in Wales. You turn up in Lampeter with Richard Blackwood on your arm, and you go, "Oi, everybody! Little surprise for you, Richard Blackwood." They're going to go, "What are you doing here?" And not in a racist way. They're happy to see him. He's welcome because he's famous.
Now it's time to meet our contestant. Remember, she has no idea who our three lucky celebrities are. So please, whatever you do, don't spoil it, don't say anything. Just put your hands together and give a nice big round of applause for our Kim! Good. I like you. Okay, alright.
Yeah!
Tonight. Okay, what's question number one? What have you got on Easy 2, Kim?
This is for number one. People who know me know that my passion in life is dancing! What is your passion?
My passion in life is football! Yeah. Now, I'm a Chelsea fan. Any Chelsea boys here? Yeah. Well, I hope you're a West Ham fan, love, because after tonight, you will be forever blowing bubble! Yeah.
Does it work? Because the song's blowing bubbles. And he's huh? Yeah, I know you're doing blowjobs, but... Sexist.
Question two, kid. Come on.
Contestant number two. Everyone thinks...
Shagadelic, baby. Groovy. Oh, yeah.
What was that shit?
Well, don't judge it. Don't slag... Come on.
Let's just have the question. Come on, Kim.
Everyone thinks the character I most resemble is Pussy Galore. Which character do you resemble?
Austin Powers, that's what I was doing. We ruined it. Austin Powers.
Kim, your final question. Okay, Kim, it's time to meet the two that you turned down. You turned down contestant number one from Big Brother. That is Bubbles! You've lost him. Did you like him? Did you like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've lost him, I'm afraid. You also turned down contestant number two from The Office. That is, of course, David Brent.
Hey. Come on.
Who the fuck's that?
Who are you? What have you been on before? Nothing, so don't...
Wanker.
You're the wanker, mate, if anyone is.
Who do you think that went?
From my point of view, yeah, brilliant. Money... money for old rope, you know. But you saw how many idiots were out there paying £8 each, so call me a wanker. They're the wanker. So I'm just taking the money. So, they haven't even been on the telly. Do you know what I mean? Never worked with amateurs, learned my lesson, don't know what they're doing.
What?
So,
what are you saying?
I'm saying that we knew the answers, so I'm reading that and I'm doing my bit, and then she starts going, what was that shit? What was that shit? What was your shit?
Come on, it's only a bit of fun.
Yeah, if I want advice off you, mate, it'd be about mortgages. So, yeah. Right, can I retaliate? I can't hit a woman, but I can certainly retaliate, so can I have some beer, please? Thank you very much. Do you like it? Ooh, shall I put that on you? Brilliant. Twice. I was already wet, so the joke's on her.
Great.
Tart. Oh, my God.
You should get that dry clean before you take it back.
Huh?
You should get that dry clean before you take it back. So, I take your deposit otherwise.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon the temperature will say if it's ripped? A little bit ripped?
Do you reckon they track it if it's a little bit fucking ripped?
You're cracking.
Do you want another beer?
Was that my beer?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get you? Yes!
What have you got, Tony? Have you got any change?
Take it out of